Hey, everybody, welcome into another South Harmon Waiver Wire podcast, week four here. I am Eric Vanek. You can find me on X at Eric Vanek NFL, and you can follow my show at America's Game Pod as well on X. And make sure you guys follow all our South Harmon fantasy football content, podcast formats, any of your podcast programs that you listen on to. You know, just search South Harmon Fantasy Football. We'll be in there. And also all of our YouTube content as well. Make sure you like and subscribe all the videos. And you'll get all our updates from whenever we go live too. So that's always a big thing. But today I'm going to go over my week three takeaways and what were the injuries as usual. Who do we need to be looking to pick up here in our redraft leagues and also our big deep dynasty leagues that we're going to need some players on as well. Also, just a small note, we are recording this before Monday Night Football. So if there's any big injuries that happen tonight in Monday Night Football, they will be in this podcast. So let's go ahead. Let's start it off with the injury part first. So first injury, no quarterback injuries this week, thank goodness, so far. You know, we had a bunch of backup quarterbacks did play this week, so obviously those guys, we're going to want to monitor the Jaden Daniels, the Brock Purdy's, the J.J. McCarthy's, all that still. So keep monitoring those guys as well. But let's go ahead. Let's get into the actual injuries. So at the running back spot this week, we had Tyrone Tracy. He dislocated his shoulder in the Sunday night game. Probably going to miss some time. I would probably expect an IR stint for Tyrone Tracy, but it was already pretty clear that Cam Scadabo was taking over that backfield. So Tyrone Tracy going to miss some weeks. Devin Singletary becomes a little more interesting now. Next guy up here is going to be Samaje Perine. Injured his wrist in the second quarter and didn't return. Not a big one, but Taj Brooks is now going to be the backup if Perine is going to miss some time. So we'll have to watch out for that one. One of the big injuries of the week, unfortunately, Najee Harris. He tore his Achilles. Pretty evident when he pushed off and it just popped on him. He's going to be done for the season. Would I drop him? If I have an IR spot, no. I guess you could drop him in a best ball league, but I think with the way that technology and medical technology specifically has advanced a little bit, and we've seen some guys off these torn Achilles, it takes a little bit of time, but they can come back and play now, like Cam Akers is a perfect example. You know, I think Najee Harris still has some life in him, some NFL life in him. So cutting him outright, if you really, really have to, you really are in a desperate situation where you have to cut somebody, I totally get it. But I think for me, I'll hold on to him still just and just see what happens for next year. And then another big injury that we had happen was James Conner. He had a season-ending leg knee injury. I don't think I've really seen anywhere yet where specifically what it was. Was it a broken leg? Was it torn knee ligaments? I don't know, but he is going to definitely miss the rest of the season. So it is now going to be Trey Benson as the one that's going to step up here. Next one up is the wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb. He suffered a high ankle sprain. They already said he is not going to play this week for week four, so we'll still have to monitor his status after that. But CeeDee Lamb, he's going to miss this week, and I would probably guess he probably misses a couple weeks, at least two, maybe 3 weeks with this high ankle sprain. So hopefully it gets a little bit better here for him. Next guy up here is going to be Mike Evans. So Mike Evans suffered a low-grade hamstring injury, probably is going to miss a couple weeks from what I read. So expect to not have Mike Evans this week. It sounds like Chris Godwin is going to come back, but Emeka Buka is going to be the man this week as the number one option, in my opinion. Next guy up here is going to be Dyami Brown from the Jacksonville Jaguars. He suffered a shoulder injury early and did not return, so we're going to have to monitor his health as well. But, you know, we're going to have to monitor that he plays for the Jags and Trevor Lawrence sucks. So we'll have to wait on that one, too. Next guy up here is Alec Pierce. So Alec Pierce suffered a concussion, probably going to miss this week. You know, most players do miss 1 week if they do suffer a concussion. But that's going to give a little bit of a bump to A.D. Mitchell this week. So if you are desperate for a play, I think A.D. Mitchell could be somebody that you could throw into the lineup and pray. Next guy up here is going to be Terry McLaurin. So he left with a quad injury in the fourth quarter and didn't return. So we're just going to have to monitor Terry McLaurin's status. It could have been they were up by a bit and they just pulled him for precautionary reasons. Just kind of monitor his status throughout the week. Next guy up here is going to be Colston Loveland. He suffered a hip injury, looking like he probably misses a week or two as well on that one. Very iffy for this week, so I would expect at least 1 week here for Colston Loveland that he's going to miss. Next guy up here is going to be Noah Fant. He suffered a concussion. I would expect him to be out this week. You know, it's the Bengals. They have five tight ends playing, guys. Like, I don't even know if I even want to play Noah Fant, to be honest with you. Jatavion Sanders here. So Jatavion Sanders suffered an ankle injury in the fourth quarter and didn't return. We're going to have to monitor his status as well. He might not play this week. That'll give a little bit of boost to Tommy Tremble if Jatavion Sanders does miss. And then the last injury that I had for you guys is going to be Michael Mayer. So he suffered a head injury left early on in that game. We're going to have to monitor Michael Mayer's status as well. All right, let's get into redraft quarterbacks for you guys this week. So guys that I like to play this week, Carson Wentz. It's just because they're playing Pittsburgh. It's not in Pittsburgh. It's the Ireland game, I do believe. And the Steelers defense has given up a ton of points and a ton of passing yards this whole season. So, you know, Carson Wentz with all these options, he's going to get Jordan Addison this week, Justin Jefferson, TJ Hawkinson. The offense looked pretty good this week. Yeah, so Carson Wentz is somebody in redraft I would be willing to fire up. Next guy is going to be Daniel Jones going up against the Rams. I think this is going to be a high scoring, really, really good game. And Daniel Jones is playing great ball right now. So if you need a quarterback, I think Daniel Jones is a good pickup. Next guy is going to be same matchup, Matt Stafford against Indy. I think throwing the Puka, throwing the Devontae Adams and those guys, like, sign me up for that. Like, you know, Stafford's going to have one of those big games here soon, and I definitely want to be a part of it. I think it could happen this week against Indy. And then last quarterback I have for you is Geno Smith. And I had to start Geno Smith personally in a few leagues this week with Jaden Daniels missing. Geno was my backup, and it worked out, man. 289 yards, three touchdowns. Like, I know they got smoked, but, man, it was pretty nice to have Geno Smith's 32 points in my lineup this week in my league. So, yeah, if you need Geno Smith, I think he's a good back player for you this week going up against Chicago, who is missing their two top cornerbacks. So keep that in mind as well. Dynasty quarterbacks, don't really have anybody for you this week, but just monitor, like, if any of these guys that started this week are out there, Tyrod Taylor, Carson Wentz, Marcus Mariota, like, definitely keep an eye on those guys if you can. Let's get into redraft running backs. So the first one I have here is Taj Brooks. He played on 10 snaps, which is 18%, four routes run, no targets, but he had five carries for 17 yards. Like I mentioned earlier, Samaje Perine could miss this week, and Taj Brooks is going to be the backup here for Chase Brown. And for whatever that means right now, like, you know, the Bengals running game is non-existent, but Taj Brooks, like, he could easily take over this secondary spot over Samaje Perine with a good performance. Next guy up here is going to be Blake Corum. So Blake Corum, 16 snaps, which was 24%, three routes ran, no catches or anything, but he had eight carries for 53 yards against a really good Eagles defense. So this is 2 weeks in a row Blake Corum has taken some snaps and done really, really well with them. So if you can pick Blake Corum up, I think that is a guy I would pick up for sure. Next guy up here is going to be Chris Rodriguez Jr. 22 snaps, 38%, three routes run, no targets, 11 carries for 39 yards. And he started the game for them. He had five carries on their opening drive and had 29 yards already on their opening drive. So he is the one who started over Bill, over McNichols. So I think Chris Rodriguez, I mean, honestly, this whole situation is just going to be a pain in the ass all season long until somebody, like, just finally emerges. But it is what it is right now. Next guy up is Jeremy McNichols. So with McNichols, he played 15 snaps, which was 26%, third on the team. Six routes, no targets, four carries for 78 yards. and a big touchdown run. So the big touchdown run was not a fluky play, but a good run by him, 60-yard run. McNichols is clearly third in this pecking order right now, but I think as far as they get down and they got to throw the ball, McNichols is going to be the guy in there. And then lastly is going to be the guy that is going to cost the most in fab if he's out there. You blow all your fab on this guy if he's available. That's Trey Benson. So with James Conner missing for the rest of the season, he played 40 snaps, 23 routes, 3 targets. He caught 3 for 9, and he had 10 carries for 42 yards. But this is simply just a volume thing. Like, Trey Benson is taking over this backfield now. They've been calling him a number one running back all offseason. So, yeah. Go ahead, fire up some Trey Benson and get him on your teams if you can. Dynasty running backs for us this week. So first one up is Emmanuel Wilson. He's back in our lives. 16 snaps, 23%, 5 routes, no targets, 6 carries for 25 yards. And he played a few more snaps than Chris Brooks did this week. So maybe it's switching again to back to Emmanuel Wilson over Chris Brooks, even though Chris Brooks has been playing pretty well. So just wanted to monitor that one, especially in this close game. Like, they trusted Emmanuel Wilson a little bit more over Chris Brooks. So pretty interesting. Next guy up here is going to be Xavier Scott for the Minnesota Vikings. So 17 snaps, which was 28%, 9 routes, 1 target. He caught it for 20 yards, and then he had 8 carries for 30 yards as well in this big blowout game. So they just signed Cam Akers, who is my next guy, which I'll talk about here in a second. So for right now, Xavier Scott is the backup, but I think eventually what's going to happen is Cam Akers is going to take over that back, that second running back spot until Aaron Jones comes back. So just monitor this one, but I wanted to bring up Xavier Scott just in case I'm wrong on that one, and maybe he's the backup over Cam Akers. And then, like I mentioned, Cam Akers is next. 7 snaps, 12%, 2 routes, 1 target, didn't catch it, but 5 carries for 19 yards, and he just got back with the team this week. So I bet he ramps up a little bit more. He already knows the playbook because he's been there in the past. So yeah, we'll see what happens there. Next guy up is George Helani. So with Zach Charbonnet was doubtful this week, didn't play. They play Thursday this week as well, so I would expect maybe Charbonnet misses this week too. George Helani is going to be the backup here for the Hawks. 20 snaps, which was 35%. He ran 7 routes, 2 targets, 2 catches for 15 yards, and then 10 carries for 27 yards. I like George Helani a lot from the preseason, man. He looked really good. The Seahawks offensive line was just blocking their ass off during the whole preseason, man. So I like Helani a little bit. I think if you need to pick up a running back that's going to at least play, I think Helani is a guy that you can pick up and he'll at least play for you. Next up is going to be 2 Cardinals guys. So with, you know, the big injury to Connor, we're going to need somebody to fill those shoes. So Amari DiMercato is going to be first up. 7 snaps, 2 routes, 1 target, 2 carries, 0 yards. Obviously didn't play a whole ton there, but he's been their reliable, like, third down back the last couple years. He's played, he's done well in the past, so they trust Amari DiMercato, so I wanted to put him on here as somebody that, if he's available, I would go get him. And then the next guy up I want to mention is Bam Knight. So Bam Knight made this team out of camp. He hasn't really played this much this year, but now with this Connor injury, he's going to step up as the third running back, and he's going to get some carries and stuff here. So if Bam Zonovan Knight is out there in your leagues, I would go ahead and pick him up. All right, let's go ahead and over to the receivers now. So Trey Tucker for redraft. 62 snaps, which was 94% of the snaps. He ran 33 routes. He had 9 targets, 8 catches for 145 yards, and 3 touchdowns. So Trey Tucker is the clear number 2 wide receiver on this team, and he has a great chemistry brewing here with Geno Smith. You know, he's got this chemistry with Geno Smith, and if he keeps playing this way, catching touchdowns, like, especially during your bye weeks, you might have to throw this guy in there, and it's not a bad play, especially with the amount of routes and snaps that he's playing. So I definitely think Trey Tucker is worth a pickup for you this week. I don't think it's a fluke at all. Next guy up is Torrey Horton. He had 28 snaps, 49%, 16 routes, 4 targets. He had 3 of those for 32 yards and a touchdown. And he also had a 95-yard kick return touchdown. So Torrey Horton, very explosive player. I think he's starting to play more and more snaps. I don't know if he gets above Cooper Kupp, but he just keeps playing, man. He's a really, really good player. So Torrey Horton's one of those guys that I'm definitely keeping an eye on and I think could do really, really well for us. Next guy up is Jalen Tolbert. So 65 snaps, 88%, which led the team. 42 routes led the team as well. 6 targets, 3 catches for 24 yards. This is just a CeeDee Lamb injury replacement. He is going to step into the starting lineup for the Cowboys and be an outside wide receiver, and he's going to take those snaps. So if you need somebody, I don't hate picking up Jalen Tolbert. All right, next one is Luther Burden. So with Luther Burden, he finally got some snaps, 17 snaps, 29%. He ran 9 routes, 3 targets, caught all 3 for 101 yards and a touchdown. I think this is only going to start helping Burden get on the field more, get rid of this old meaty Zacchaeus, and they're going to start moving Burden into the lineup more. So if I've seen him dropped in a few of my home leagues. So if he is out there and available, I would go ahead and pick up Luther Burden. I think that's a good pickup. And then the last but not least here on the redraft wide receivers is Tyquan Thornton. 55 snaps, which is 76%, 33 routes, 9 targets, 5 for 71, and a touchdown. I mean, he's outplayed Hollywood Brown the last couple of weeks and Juju and those guys, and Mahomes is trusting him, man. So I think even with, you know, Worthy coming back here probably this week, Rashee Rice's suspension is done in a few weeks. Like, I think Tyquan Thornton is going to be a thing here. So excuse me, it's going to be you know, somebody that you're going to want to pick up. So Tyquan Thornton, definitely somebody I want to pick up on my teams. All right, let's get into dynasty wide receivers. So David Sills, I wanted to bring him up because he played quite a bit. 25 snaps, which was 38%. He ran 16 routes, 2 targets, only a catch for 9 yards, but on this Atlanta team, like, they've had some injuries at wide receiver. He actually played way over Kadarrell Hodge has been with this team for multiple years now. So I wanted to make note of this, that David Sills was getting out there and playing a little bit. I've liked David Sills for a long time. He's been pretty much just like a practice squad guy his whole entire career, but I think he's a player, man. I think he can play a little bit, so I just wanted to monitor him. Next guy up is going to be David Moore. So with Xavier Leggett missing this week, David Moore stepped into the starting lineup and played the most snaps out of all receivers. 56 snaps, which was 97%, 26 routes. He only had 1 target. He caught it for 5 yards. So he played all those snaps, didn't do anything with them, unfortunately, but David Moore back in our lives now. Next guy up is going to be Isaiah Bond. So Isaiah Bond finally has taken over that third wide receiver role for the Browns and way over Jamari Thrash and anybody else that they have. So 43 snaps, 65% of the snaps this week. He ran 22 routes, 4 targets, 2 catches for 16 yards. This was a prospect that I really, really liked in the draft. Obviously had the legal issues that he had to deal with, and he fell, you know, went undrafted. So Isaiah Bond, definitely somebody I'm going to be looking to pick up if he's available in a lot of my leagues. Next guy up here is going to be Xavier Hutchinson for the Texans. So he played 39 snaps, 62%, 31 routes, 3 targets, 3 catches for 16 yards. He's one of their better blockers, and with Justin Watson out for the year, I think he's going to be out there quite a bit more, kind of like a Mac Hollins type player for them. You know, it's gross, but in a deep best ball league, it's, you know, you throw him in there and you might get a touchdown, and he might, you know, be in your starting lineup 1 week. So it's worth it to have a guy like that in a deep best ball league. Next guy up I wanted to bring is Arian Smith, the rookie wide receiver for the Jets. And he played quite a bit this week. He was second behind Garrett Wilson in snaps, routes run, all that stuff. So 54 snaps, which was 78%, 39 routes, 2 targets. He caught 2 of them, and only for 2 yards, though. But this is a kid that's got some wheels, man. He can fly. I really, really liked his tape coming out. So, yeah, this is a guy that I think could be somebody that sticks in the starting lineup for the rest of the year. Like, Alan Lazard is Alan Lazard. He's not playing that much. Josh Reynolds missed again. I think there's a real shot here that Arian Smith can do really well. And then the next guy up here is going to be Kendrick Bourne. So 47 snaps, 72% of the snaps here, 34 routes, 5 targets, 4 catches for 38 yards for Kendrick Bourne. I mean, other than Christian McCaffrey and Pearsall, he was the only other one who really got the ball yesterday. So if they're going to continue with all these injuries, Juwan Jennings missed yesterday. Kendrick Bourne is going to be somebody that could be helpful for you in some deeper leagues. All right, let's go to redraft tight end. I only have one for you this week, and he kind of fits into the dynasty tight end spot as well, and that is Aronde Gadsden Jr. Of the Chargers. So they played 3 different tight ends. Will Disley did not play in this one. Tyler Conklin was the last of the tight ends in snaps, which is surprising to me. But this kid played over Tyler Conklin. He had 22 snaps, 26%, 15 routes on those snaps. He caught 6 targets, 5 for 46 on those targets and routes. Like, really, really impressive stuff here from Aronde Gadsden. And I'm intrigued, man. Like, if this continues on, this could be really, really good. Now, I don't know if I'm starting him right away, but I kind of want to see as this trend continues, does he start playing more snaps and more snaps? Because I think he's probably the most talented tight end on that Chargers roster right now. All right, let's get into some dynasty tight ends this week for you. And I got 2 from the Panthers with Jatavion Sanders possibly missing. We have Tommy Tremble, who had 33 snaps, which is 57%, 11 routes, 2 targets, 2 catches for 16 yards. So any of your A-Warp tight end life guys, Tommy Tremble's out there. I think he might start this week. Could be somebody that sneaks in a touchdown for you. And then the other one is the rookie tight end, Mitchell Evans, who they had as well. He had 20 snaps, 34%, 5 routes, only had 1 target, his 1 catch for 9 yards. So Mitchell Evans and Tommy Tremble could be the 2 tight ends this week for the Panthers if you need a desperate tight end spot. And then last is going to be Austin Hooper. So Austin Hooper is somebody that the Patriots have used quite a bit the last couple years, and man, did they use him this week. 48 snaps, 65%, 21 routes, he had 3 targets, 2 for 28, but Hunter Henry had an amazing game, and Austin Hooper did really good too. So they're playing a lot of 2 tight end sets here for the Patriots, and that could be somebody you can look at. And then last but not least, everyone's favorite segment, let's do the "what the fuck are we doing here, man" segment. I only have a couple for you this week. Jerome Ford still out here playing over Dylan Sampson. I think Dylan Sampson had 5 snaps. Like, I think I did this one last week too. What the fuck are we doing here? Can we just get Jerome Ford the hell out of there? Let's start playing Dylan Sampson because we know he's more talented than Jerome Ford. The Bengals, in a game where you're losing by fucking 90, how the fuck does T. Higgins only have 2 goddamn targets? Like, what are we doing here? I think Chase had 6. T. Higgins had 2. Like, if you're down that much, I'm throwing it to those guys. And T. Higgins only ends up with 2 damn targets. Like, what are we doing here, Zach Taylor? Another one on the Bengals, another 4-way fuckfest at tight end. They're playing Drew Sample. They're playing Gesicki. They're playing Noah Fant. They're playing this Cam Grandy fucker. They have Tanner Hudson on the team still. Like, what are we doing? Stop playing 97 fucking tight ends, Bengals. Like, I hope Zach Taylor gets fired because he is a dog shit fucking coach. And then last but not least, this Commanders 3-way fuckfest at running back. Think we're just going to be stuck with it, unfortunately, but it's just so annoying. Like, you guys have talked up Kroski Merritt. Like, just play the fucking kid. Let's see him go. I think Rodriguez is okay, but I don't think we're going to get anything out of this one. I think this one's going to happen all year long. It's going to be 3 guys, and you're not going to know who to play. So, best ball, awesome. Starting in a lineup league, good luck. But I appreciate everybody for tapping in on this one. Make sure you hit the like and subscribe video if you're watching this on YouTube. If you are listening on the podcast format, make sure you guys rate, review, all that stuff on the podcast formats. We really appreciate it if you would do that. But that is going to be it for this week, guys. I'll be back next week for week 5. We'll see you later.